Google Play, or Apple Store. Now, with tonight's play-by-play action, here is Wade Gershner.
And welcome to White Auditorium on the campus of Emporia State University as the Seaman Lady Vikings try to run it back as today they face St. Thomas Aquinas for the 5A state championship. This is the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile. Along with theater engineer MJ Wade Gershner with you as the Seaman Lady Vikings are one win away from back-to-back titles and one victory away from a perfect 25-0 season. The Lady Vikes never trailed yesterday in the 5A state semifinals, taking care of the Andover Trojans 55-49, a game in which they led at one point by 17. On Wednesday in the quarterfinals, it was Jada Stahlbaumer elevating her game, pouring in 18 points. Maddie Gregg led the way with 20, and in yesterday in the semis with Ava Esser in foul trouble and Anna Becker being bottled up, it was senior Kinley Wilhelm's turn with a monster double-double performance with a career-high 18 points and a career-high 14 rebounds. The theme and the slogan on the back of the Seaman girls' warm-up shirts reads, "Run it back." And in order to do that, they will have to knock off a 5A perennial power, the 17-7 Saints of St. Thomas Aquinas, who, if you remember, squashed the Vikings' dreams of winning back-to-back state volleyball titles back in the fall, defeating the Vikings in three sets for the 5A state championship. The Saints knocked off undefeated Hayes, the number one seed, on Wednesday, 51-48, jumped out to a 28-15 first quarter lead yesterday, and were out to a 68-54 semifinal win over Spring Hill. The Saints have no seniors on their roster, just three juniors. Will Aquinas spoil the run it back party again, or will the Seaman Vikings defend their title and complete the perfect season? We'll find out over the course of the next few hours. When we return in 2 minutes, a look at how these two schools made it to today's title game. It's Seaman versus Aquinas for the girls' 5A state championship, and it's live right here on 96.9 The Pulse and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rinkus Cattle Company of Holton is having their 2025 private treaty bull sale going on now. Call or text 785-845-5272, or you can visit rinkuscattle.com. 34 Angus yearlings and 31 Angus fall bulls. With the same proven genetics, the same proven performance, and the same proven profitability. Don't miss the 2025 private treaty bull sale at Rinkus Cattle Company in Holton. For info or an appointment, call or text 785-845-5272.
When it comes to selling your house or buying a new one, contact Wade Holthaus at Rockford Real Estate LLC. Wade will work with you to help provide the much-needed peace of mind in what can be a stressful process. Rockford Real Estate LLC in Topeka, helping people buy and sell real estate in Northeast Kansas.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
What they say? Get what you pay for. But honey, you don't have to sacrifice quality to get a good deal on tires. Give Matt and Terry down at Wilson Tire a call. With a popular loyalty program, over 200 brands to choose from, and several forms of financing, they're sure to get you back on the road faster than a tumbleweed in a tornado. So when selection and service matter to you, call Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473, or check them out on that there internet online at wilsontireks.com.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to the Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
It's state championship Saturday across the state of Kansas, and it's time for the 5A girls state championship between St. Thomas Aquinas, the Saints coming in 17-7, winners of five in a row, a member of the Eastern Kansas League, taking on the Seaman Lady Vikings, the defending 5A state champs, perfect on the year at 24-0. They won 30 games in a row. The last time they lost, you have to go all the way back to February 20th of last year when they fell on the road at Shawnee Heights. Seaman making it here by way of sub-state where they hosted and beat Topeka West. 59-42. Anna Becker at 27 points, four threes in that one. And then last Friday beat the number 10 team in 5A in a sub-state championship, Cape of Mount Carmel, 55-47. On Wednesday in the quarterfinals, knocked off Piper for the third time this year, 66-54, 24-10, third quarter run. Maddie Gregg with 20, Jada Stahlbomber 18-11 in that third quarter spurt, and Ava Esser chipped in 10 points, 11 rebounds, and two block shots. And then yesterday against the number 3 seed Andover, second straight year, Seaman taking on Andover Trojans in the 5A state semis, and for the second straight year, Seaman prevails 55-49, led by as many as 17, hung on at the end to win. Kinley Wilhelm was magnificent, 18 points, 14 rebounds, career highs. Anna Becker with 12, Maddie Gregg chipped in with 11. Seaman is making their 21st state tournament appearance. This is their 7th state semifinal, and this is their 5th title game appearance. They're 2-2 in state title games, won the title in 91 and 6A over Manhattan. Last year beat May South for the 5A title, 54-41. 1990, they fell in the 6A final by 2 points to Shawnee Mission West, and in 01, lost the 5A title to Bishop Miege. Aquinas, meanwhile, has been to state a few times, to say the least. This is their 31st consecutive state tournament appearance. That is a state record. The last time they did not make state, I was in high school, 1994. They have 11 state championships, second to only Bishop Miege's 25. This is their 18th title game appearance, their 26th state semifinal in school history. And they won 7 straight titles, 2016 to 2023. Of course, 2020, the Forever Four, they're a member of that. And then COVID stopped everything in its tracks in the semis. So they won 7 straight titles. And then last year lost the first round of state to May South in overtime, 55-52, snapping their 7 straight title streak. Of course, May South is who Seaman beat in the championship a year ago. Last year, St. Thomas Aquinas went 16-7. This year, 17-7. Rick Hetzel, their head coach, 551 wins, 109 losses. His postseason record is insane. 109 wins, 15 losses. 27th year, has 11 titles, 18 title game appearances. And Aquinas, they've won 9 straight title games when they've been in the game. They've won 9 straight. The last time they lost a state championship game, you got to go back to 2010. Then won it in 11, 13, 16, 17, 18, 19, 21, 22, 23. Then bounced in the first round last year. St. Thomas Aquinas and Seaman. We'll be back in 2 minutes with more of a pregame show on 96.9 The Pulse and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you. We have 2 convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
In basketball, a strong defense wins championships. In business, a strong cybersecurity defense keeps you in the game. Hackers are always looking for an easy steal. That's why Nextech runs a full court press with our managed IT services. From device management to endpoint protection, we help you keep cyber threats from making a fast break on your business. Don't let your data get dunked on. Lock down your network with Nextech Managed IT Solutions. Visit next-tech.com to start playing championship-level defense today.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Wade Gershon back with the White Auditorium at Emporia State University. Game set for the girls 5A state championship between Seaman and St. Thomas Aquinas. St. Thomas Aquinas getting here, virtue of winning their sub-state, crushing two opponents at sub-state play, and then Wednesday beat the number one seed undefeated Hayes 51-48. Yesterday, won over Spring Hill 68-54, down to a 28-15 first quarter lead. Aquinas, just 10 girls on the state roster, no seniors, three juniors, five sophomores, two freshmen. They start two juniors and three sophomores. On Wednesday, it was Alexandra Krause, a junior, who had 21 points, 20 in the second half, including the game winner with 20 seconds left to beat Hayes by three. They had 18 turnovers, 18 of 24 from the line, though, clinched it. They were down four at halftime. Layla Boylan chipped in with 18. And yesterday, Krause had a 22, Boylan 20, and Sophia Kelovich had a double-double, 12 points, 11 rebounds. As Aquinas, very good on the glass. They have 26 offensive rebounds in two games, 12 against Hayes, 14 against Spring Hill yesterday. Struggled from three a little bit, 9 of 23 from three-point land, 6 of their 9 threes coming from Alexander Krause, but they've been outstanding at the line, 30 of 39. Much like Seaman, Lady Vikings are 36 of 50, shooting 72% from the line in this tournament, but just 5 of 22 from three-point land. Keys to this game, Seaman has to rebound the ball well, limit the turnovers, and can they shoot the ball better from three than they have the first two games? And then, what about stamina? Seaman, Anna Beckers played every single second of this tournament, all 64 minutes. Kinley Wilhelm, Maddie Gregg have played a lot of minutes as well. So we'll see. Then on the flip side, the experience factor. Seaman has all kinds of experience. Aquinas has no seniors, three juniors, and really only one player that was on that team that won the title 2 years ago in 2023 when they knocked off Bishop Carroll. And then they have three or four players that played in the first round, losing overtime last year here in 5A Emporia to Mays South. The starting lineup brought to you by Napa Auto Parts in Atchison. Every championship team needs a top-of-the-line starting lineup, and your vehicle needs championship-caliber parts, which you'll find at Napa Auto Parts in Atchison. Starting lineup for Matt Tinsley, head coach of his eighth year for Seaman. Tina Stahlbomer, a 5'8 senior guard, averaging 8 points and four rebounds. Anna Becker, 5'11 senior point guard, All-State All-Leaguer, averaging 16 points, four rebounds, five assists, two steals. Kinley Wilhelm is a 5'8 senior forward, averaging 8.7 rebounds, coming off the career-high double-double, 18 points, 14 boards yesterday, shot 6 of 9 from the floor, 6 of 7 from the line, and 31 minutes to play. Maddie Gregg, a 5'10 junior guard, All-State All-Leaguer, averaging 13 points, 4 rebounds, and 2.5 assists. Ava Esser, 6-foot senior forward, averaging 8 points and 8 rebounds. Starting lineup for St. Thomas Aquinas, it is Hudson Welsh, a 5'8 junior guard, averaging 5 points a game. Alexander Krause is a 5'8 junior, averaging 16 a game. Layla Boylan is a 5'10 sophomore forward, averaging 12.4 rebounds. Sophia Kelovich is a 5'10 sophomore forward, averages 8.5 points, 6 boards a game. Rounding out the Saints starting five is Nora Goodenow, a 6'1 sophomore, averaging 3 points and 6 rebounds. Starting lineup brought to you by Napa Auto Parts in Atchison. No question, Seaman has way more fans, or at least they're a lot louder than the St. Thomas Aquinas Saints fans. We pause for our national anthem back in 2 minutes here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The new way to stay connected while on the go. Giant Mobile from Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Bringing you reliable, affordable, and locally backed mobile phone service powered by America's most reliable network. As your trusted broadband provider, we've expanded to meet all of your connectivity needs for just $30 per month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Take the next step in simplifying your life with exceptional value. Learn more at giantcomm.net. Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
When it comes to selling your house or buying a new one, contact Wade Holthaus at Rockford Real Estate LLC. Wade will work with you to help provide the much-needed peace of mind in what can be a stressful process. Rockford Real Estate LLC in Topeka, helping people buy and sell real estate in Northeast Kansas.
Meet Jennifer Kermes, the perfect lender for you.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kermes, commercial lender and assistant vice president at Community National Bank. We're proud to support local businesses with tailored lending solutions to help you grow your business and succeed. Let's work together to achieve your goals. Welcome home to Community National Bank, your trusted partner for business success, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You feel
Kyle Edwards with
Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Currently introducing all of the school administration and then the team managers, along with the players coming off the bench, and then finally they'll announce the starting five for both teams. Amanda, the Matt Tinsley, head coach of the Seaman Lady Vikings, in the hallway about an hour ago. I said, good luck. And he said, sounds good. Appreciate it. We are ready, were his words. So we will see, in fact, if they're ready. And in an hour and a half, we should know if Seaman runs it back. Matt Tinsley, the head coach, in his eighth year, six state appearances in 8 years, three tournament appearances in a row, lost in the first round in 22-23 to St. James Academy. It's kind of been, you know, step-by-step process. Back in the 21-22 season, Seaman went to the sub-state finals, lost to Andover Central. Then a year after that, took the next step, made it to state, lost the first round St. James Academy. Then last year, winning it all, going 23-2, knocking off number one Andover in the semis, DeSoto in the first round, May South in the championship by 13. Matt Tinsley, a Seaman alum. He coaches St. Mary's for a few seasons back in the 2000s. Coached Jeff West from 08 to 2012. Was a four-year player at Washburn University. Was a member of that 01 state or national championship runner-up team at Washburn. Assisted by Steve Alexander, who was a coach for many years at Seaman. Steve Darting, also assistant. Aubrey Taylor, a Seaman graduate, All-American at Baker. And Dan Ruta, who Coach Tinsley coached with in middle school back in the day, and Dan Ruta on his staff here at Seaman. Seaman starting four seniors and one junior. Bears repeating their last loss February 20th of last year to Shawnee Heights. They've won 30 in a row. They're 24-0 this year. And four seniors in that starting lineup: Jada Stahlbaumer, Anna Becker, Kinley Wilhelm, Ava Esser. The only junior is Maddie Gragg. No question, there will be some younger players who are going to have to step up next year, but that's next year. Right now, Seaman's focusing on winning their third state championship in school history and going back-to-back. Ryan Miller, key player off the bench, giving them minutes, along with Kara Beaton, seven-player rotation. Seaman is a perfect 10-0 against ranked teams this year. That's right, 10 of their 24 wins against ranked teams. They've won all 10 of them. St. Thomas Aquinas has played nine ranked teams. They're 5-4. They are 1-1 against 6A schools. Lost to Blue Valley North, who's in the 6A final today. They beat Wichita East 5A. They were 3-2. They lost to St. James Academy twice, beat St. James Academy once, beat Hayes High, the number one seed, in the first round on Wednesday, beat Spring Hill, number four team, yesterday in the semis. They're 1-1 against 4A competition, beating Miege, losing to Miege. Miege, part of the Eastern Kansas League, along with St. James Academy, Blue Valley, Blue Valley North, Blue Valley Northwest, Blue Valley Southwest, Blue Valley West, and Miege, along with Aquinas. Aquinas, school colors, navy and gold. And so you look at it, two of their losses for Aquinas are two teams playing for state titles, Blue Valley North in 6A and Bishop Miege in 4A. And Miege going for their 26th state championship school history. Aquinas going for their 12th. That's the top two in girls basketball in the history of Kansas when it comes to state championships on the girls' side. Seaman Lady Vikes, the starting lineup's being introduced, as the Vikings are in their blue uniforms for the first time here at the state tournament, with the white numerals and lettering trimmed by the cardinal red. St. Thomas Aquinas, the Saints, are in their white uniforms with the navy blue numerals with the word Saints on the front, and then the navy and gold trim along the sides, and the numbers and lettering outlined in the gold. So once again, the starting lineup's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts in Atchison. It's Hudson Welsh, Alexander Kraus, Layla Boylan, Sophia Kalovich, and Nora Goodenow for St. Thomas Aquinas. And for the Seaman Lady Vikings, it's Jada Stahlbaumer, Anna Becker, Kinley Wilhelm, Maddie Gragg, and Ava Esser. Aquinas has height. Goodenow, 6'1". Sophia Kalovich, 5'10". And they have a 6-foot sophomore, Addison Sabers, who comes off the bench. Aquinas beat Seaman in the state volleyball championship. It's 1-3 sets, ending Seaman's chances of running it back in volleyball. They're trying to spoil the party in basketball as well. Seaman says, not so fast. Here we go. Esser to jump against Goodenow, and the tip is controlled by the Lady Vikes. And actually, Addison Sabres is going to get start instead of Goodenow, who had been starting the first two games of this tournament. Inside is Esser, turns, right-handed hook is up and off to the right. Rebound pulled down by Layla Boylan for St. Thomas Aquinas. Aquinas moving from right to left. Seaman picks up man-to-man. Stahlbaumer guards Kraus, drives baseline cutoff, gives it to Kalovich. Now they swing it right side to Boylan. Boylan looking inside, picked up there by Becker. Goes by Becker, goes up, and has it swatted. Blocked, kept in play by Esser. Becker comes away with the loose ball. Here come the Lady Vikes from left to right. Kick out, corner three, swish! Maddie Gregg drills the triple, her 36th of the year. And Seaman has nearly 3-0 lead. Now slipping and falling, but bouncing the ball to a teammate is Boylan. Over to Kalovich, and now back to Boylan between the circles. No shot clock, state competition. 1 minute into this game, 3-0 Seaman. They never trailed yesterday in that win over Andover, 55-49, led by as many as 17. Spinning into the lane is Welsh, in some trouble. The junior, one of three juniors, only three upperclassmen for Aquinas, and now travel, putting on the floor and trying to drive in a drop step with Kalovich, and she's called for steps. It's crazy. No seniors for Aquinas, three juniors, and yet they're in the state championship game. Here is Becker, dribbles at the near corner. Seaman has way more experience. They're definitely the older team with four starting seniors and a starting junior in Greg. Wilhelm, the hero yesterday, over on the left wing to Becker. Back in the far corner it goes to Wilhelm, holds the ball over the head, now gives it back between the circles to Becker. Now to Greg, man-to-man defense by the Saints. Seaman being patient. Stahlbaumer to Greg. Greg goes baseline, and she stepped on the baseline. Really had nowhere to go. And a turnover called on Seaman as they step on that baseline, and then they're talking about Esser getting locked up there with Sabres inside, sophomore versus senior. Of course, Esser wearing that bulky knee brace on that left knee. She turned her ankle slightly early in the game yesterday, but came back, was okay. Here's a three-pointer by Kraus. It's short. Rebound, Esser. Esser had to sit yesterday due to some foul trouble, but Wilhelm came up big. 3-0, Seaman, 6 minutes to go, first quarter, 5A State Championship Girls Competition, White Auditorium, Florida State University. Becker drives, cut off the left elbow, knocked away and stolen by Layla Boylan. Boylan, oh, nice, no look, pass to Kraus, and she's hammered trying to put it up with the right. Foul is on Stahlbaumer, her first. Becker has led the team in assists all year, 5 a game, the school's all-time leading scorer, assist leader, and steals leader. She struggled shooting the ball so far in this tournament, 6 of 21 in two games. It does have 10 assists, but she has had some turnovers as well. Turned over a moment ago as the free throw is up and in for Aquinas from Alexandra Kraus. Outstanding foul shooter with 6 of 8 against Hayes and 5 for 5 yesterday. Aquinas 30 of 39 in this tournament from the line for 75%. And Kraus hits both free throws. Both teams are outstanding at the line. 3-2, Seaman with the lead. Here's Wilhelm in front of the Aquinas bench to my right. Out front, Esser swings at the Stahlbaumer, gives it up to Becker. Becker a little shake and bake, brings it back to the top of the circle. Here's a three from the college line. Greg buries it! Maddie Greg with ice water in her veins! She's a cold-blooded assassin from the perimeter! It's 6-2, Seaman. Two threes by Greg. Becker trying to stay in front. Nice move by Boylan. Jumper heel, no. Rebounded by Greg. Becker slipped and fell on her heels, but Seaman able to come away with the stop. Becker gives it up to Stahlbaumer. The southpaw senior gives it to Greg. Near steal. Greg steps in. Gives it to Stahlbaumer. Wide open. Far corner three. Bouncing off. Rebound underneath the Wilhelm at 14 yesterday. Out to Becker. Wide open. Spot up. Wing three. Short. Rebound, Esser. Seaman will try it again. Wilhelm. Go crossover, looking inside for Esther, posting up against Sabres. Stahlbaumer to Becker. See if she can get going. Step through, nice move by Anna to Banker, just a bit too strong. The rebound to Sabres. Aquinas has 5-on-4 as Becker slipped and fell after shooting the shot. She gets back on defense. Here's a lob in the near corner. Three-pointer on the way. Swish from Hudson Welsh. Seaman was scrambling defensively, 6-5. Viking lead cut to 1 on the triple, the first field goal of the game for St. Thomas Aquinas, who've won 11 state championships. Seaman looking for their third and back-to-back titles. In the near corner is Wilhelm. Wilhelm picked up there by Kalovich. Stahlbaumer to the far wing, Becker. Entry pass on the block, Greg, and coming through and tying her up is Sabres. That was a nice job by Sabres to rotate over defensively and the arrow in favor of St. Thomas Aquinas. Going out is Sabres, and Goodenow has been starting, comes off the bench here tonight in the championship game. He's 6'1", sophomore, averaging 3 points and 6 rebounds. No seniors on this team for Aquinas. 4 senior starters for Seaman. To the high post, Kalovich gives it to Kraus. She drives, fade away, baseline good. What a tough shot by Kraus. She has 4, and Aquinas has their first lead of the game at 7-6 on a 5-0 spurt. Here's Ryan Miller. She drives into the paint. Kick out, 3, top of the circle, short by Wilhelm. And all alone for the rebound is Goodenow. 3:40 to go, first quarter. Seaman trailing by 1. Moreland brings it back out. A long 3 in and out for Welsh. Had a good look. Wide open. Becker the rebound. She wants to push. 2-on-3. Becker pull up Jay. Foul line. Short. Anna's still trying to find it. Pulled the string on that one. Rebounded by Aquinas. They run the floor. Left lane. Filling the lane. Putting up a wild shot in the scoop. And a travel is called on Kraus. Second turnover for Aquinas. Coming in is Ainsley Cook. 5'3 freshman, and going out is junior Hudson Welsh, who hit that three-pointer moments ago. So Aquinas has 1, made 3, and Seaman has 2 triples, both by Gregg. And Seaman's got to get the ball in, and they do. Full court. Aquinas picks up half-court man-to-man. 3:12 to play first quarter. 7-6, St. Thomas Aquinas trying to spoil the runner-back party for Seaman. Seaman, perfect season. One win away from completing that unblemished mark. And in the near corner, it's Miller's. Played well off the bench in the state tournament. Wrap around, entry, down low on the block. Quick turn, great move by Esser, and she's able to hit the turnaround shot. Esser with her first 2, and it's 8-7. Seaman back in front. Kraus holds the ball overhead, picks up the dribble, guarded by Miller. Now a cut to the bucket. Good denial by Stahlbaumer as they try to back cut the Cook on the pass from Goodenow. And Stahlbaumer seeing the person she's guarding and the ball. Great defense by Jada Stahlbaumer at 18 points in the win Wednesday over Piper. Inbounds, wide open, backside, layup good by Kalovich. Cross screen down low on the out of bounds, a common play, and it was very effective. And now a turnover, trying to go Stahlbaumer, pass led too far ahead. Kalovich comes away with it. Now they give it back to Kraus. Kraus drives baseline, cut off by Becker. Turns, double team. Pass, tries to thread the needle, does. Underneath, puts up, missing the shot. Kalovich, he gets it back again, and she's fouled. Offensive rebounding. Seaman gave up numerous offensive rebounds yesterday to Aaliyah Green, who's one of the best rebounders in the state for Andover, as the foul's on Esser, her first. So rebounding is the key today, as Aquinas, 26 offensive rebounds through the first 2 games of this tournament. 12 against Hayes on Wednesday, 14 yesterday in a win over Spring Hill. So to the line, Ainsley Cook, free throws. Checks out, that's Kalovich. She jumps on the free throw, but makes it. Wilhelm in for Esser. Seaman on the bench to my left. There's no doubt that Seaman has more students here, and they have more people here, and they are way louder than St. Thomas Aquinas, who's a private Catholic school. Game in a public school as the free throw is in and out by Kalovich. The ball tipped around, it's loose, and Gregg tries to save it and does behind her back, falling out on the baseline and gets it to Wilhelm. 10-8, St. Thomas Aquinas. Stahlbaumer cut off on the baseline. Now to Wilhelm. She drives into the paint, puts up the tough shot. It's short. Good box out there by Kalovich. Rebound by Goodenow. With it is Boylan, and they'll play it on the left wing. With it is Kraus. Between the circles, top of the key. It goes to Boylan. Now underneath, posting up, is Kalovich. She turns and misses, but she's fouled. Esser just came out of the game, so they try to exploit that size advantage down low. And the foul's on Wilhelm, her first. And the third team foul on Seaman. No fouls on St. Thomas Aquinas as of yet. We've played over 6 minutes. A minute 46 to go, first quarter. Free throw swished by Kalovich, who is 2 of 3 from the line. She has 4. Goodenow checks out. Also going out is Boylan. Welsh is back in after a short breather for St. Thomas Aquinas. Double pigtails being worn by Kalovich. Right-handed shooter, and she buries both free throws. She has 5 in the early going. It's 12-8. Aquinas with the lead. Seaman with the ball. They've struggled offense the last few trips down. Here is Becker, over to Miller. Miller looking inside. Here's Wilhelm, has it right of the key. Back to Stahlbaumer, looking inside. Posting on the block is Becker. Out front, Wilhelm, spot up, wide open, 3 straight away, back iron, no. And boy, Aquinas doing a great job boxing out. Rebound cleared by Sabres. Saints have numbers. 4-on-3. Inside. Kalvich calling for the ball. Doesn't get it. Kraus plays it out front to Sabres. Sabres, one of those underclassmen, a sophomore. 7 of the 10 players on this roster are underclassmen for Aquinas. No seniors. Nice spin dribble by Kraus. Steps through, puts up a wild banker. No. Gets their own rebound. And then tied up by Gregg from behind. Saints fans don't like the call, but guess what? And I always love it when fans don't know the rules. Over the back. Well, you can actually go over the back. There is no foul that actually is over the back. It's a misnomer for years. It's a push from behind. When you go over the back and you push and bump somebody, that's the foul. You can literally be a taller person, reach over the back of somebody else and grab the basketball. That's not illegal. 12-8. That's exactly what happened. That caused the tie-up. Good job of the officials. Some of the best in the business. John Moore, John Becker, and Phil Lombardi are officials today. Stahlbaumer tries, puts up the wild. Banker! Line drive and good with the left. Stahlbaumer's first two, 12-10. Aquinas, 40 seconds to go in this first quarter from Watt Auditorium at Emporia State University. Got to get tuned in, 96.9 the Pulse. Entry down low, and a foul called on Stahlbaumer, and she stumbles and bumps in the crowd. Stahlbaumer picks up her second. There's the first serious foul trouble of the game. It's on the Vikings. Stahlbaumer with two. Ryan Miller back in, and Aquinas yet to commit a personal foul. Team fouls, 4 for Seaman, none for Aquinas. 12-10, Saints with a lead over the Vikings. The Thomas Grant 17-7, but they play a tough, tough schedule. They've won 5 in a row. Demon 24-0, they play a really tough schedule. They're 10-0 versus ranked teams. Technically, Aquinas not a ranked team. At the end of the season, they were not in the top 10 in the rankings. Only team in the state field that wasn't ranked coming in. And they beat the number one seed Hayes and then beat Spring Hill, the 4 seed. Just to try and knock off the number one team in the state all year long, Seaman. 12 seconds to go in the first quarter. Saints holding for the last shot of the first frame. With it is Sabres. Gives it to Kalvich. Can't go anywhere. Good denial defense by Seaman. Kalvich in some trouble at the foul circle. Gives it up. Cook trying to create something. Blocked by Becker with two hands as if she's stuffing a spike at the volleyball net. That's the end of the first quarter. Seaman trailing Aquinas at the end of 1, 12-10. This is state basketball on 96.9 The Pulse. Back in 1 minute.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you. We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, and limited nationwide 5G access.
Welcome back to start the second quarter. We'll get the starting second quarter lineup brought to you by Napa Auto Parts and Atchison. Every championship team needs a top-of-the-line starting lineup. Your vehicle needs championship caliber parts, which you'll find at Napa Auto Parts in Atchison. Kara Beatman in the game for Seaman. Ainsley Cook, and she traveled. Second turnover for St. Thomas Aquinas. Actually, their third. So on the floor for Seaman, the lineup is Kara Beatman, a sophomore, Ava Esser, a senior, Ryan Miller, a junior, Kinley Wilhelm, a senior, Anna Becker, a senior. Out there is Boylan, Kraus, Welsh, Kalovich, and Sabres for Aquinas. Lineup brought to you by Napa Auto Parts and Atchison. 12-10, Seaman trailing by two. Here's Anna Becker, top of the key, guarded by Kraus. Outstanding matchup to two great basketball players. Skip past to Miller. Entry to Esser, double team, back out, top of the key. This is Becker, fires it in the corner. Wilhelm, a long three, is short. Ball tipped out, and Kraus then tied up by Wilhelm. And the arrow will be in favor of Seaman. Congratulations, Silver Lake boys. They finished a great year at 20-6. They took home third today, winning the third-place game in Hutch over Galena, a game you could have heard earlier today on 96.9 to Pulse. Silver Lake boys 63, Galena 51. Silver Lake girls lead at the end of one, trying to go back-to-back as well for state championships on Hutch. Over on 103.9 at KNZ, our sister station, they lead Halstead 12-9 at the end of one. Good luck to Coach Porter and his squad today. Here's Beaton. to Gregg. Hops into a deep three. In and out. Great rebound, Esther. Gives it to Becker, cutting baseline. She can't finish. Asking for a call. She doesn't get it. Back the other way. One-on-one. Esther can't get back. Driving all the way. Scooping it up and in is Boylan. 14-10. St. Thomas Aquinas. Here's Becker. Back the other way. Between the leg dribble. A little crossover. Gregg. Slows it down with a left-hand dribble. Goes to the far side. Now picks it up. Gives it to Becker. Becker, dribble drive into the paint. Double clutches. Puts it up and in! And a foul! Becker able to get the crawl over the front iron. And the foul is on Welsh. And that's the first foul of the game on St. Thomas Aquinas. They committed none in that first quarter. I'm sure Seaman fans are aware of that. So 14-12, Becker's first points. We'll see if that gets her going. All-time leading scorer, all-time assist leader, all-time steals leader at Seaman. What a career she's had. Two-time UKC Player of the Year. Going to play Division I basketball next year at Drake. She hits the free throw, completes the three-point play. 72% foul shooter, and Seaman is within one at 14-13 with 6:25 to go in this first quarter. 5A state championship game from Emporia. Krause finds an angle, puts up the runner. Right of lane, misses. Rebound, stick back, goes. Count it, and a foul. Kalovich, a sophomore, with the bucket, and she has a chance for her own three-point play to answer the Becker three-point play. Fouls on Wilhelm, that's her second. First team foul of the second quarter. Kalovich with seven, she averages eight a game. She's 3-4 from the stripe. Aquinas 5-6 in the line in that first quarter. Free throw is up, and she switches it. Boy, they are good at the foul line. Eight for Kalovich, and it is 17-13 Aquinas. Here is Becker, brings it up with the right-hand dribble. Finds a seam, kick out, corner three, line drive, that one off. Wilhelm has not been on today after being hot yesterday. Out of bounds, the fight for the rebound, last touched by Aquinas. So Seaman basketball to my right on the baseline. Right of the backboard. Gregg to trigger it in. Lobs it all the way out front to Wilhelm. Back in the far left corner is Gregg, picked up there by Sabres. Anna Becker, chest pass right side. In the corner with the dribble is Miller. Now Wilhelm, Gregg, deep three on the way. Bounces off, rebound fought for. Wilhelm, the offensive rebound. Gives it to Esser, now to Becker. Becker steps in, shoots, and gets it to go. And a chance for another three-point play for the all-league, all-stater, Anna Becker. She is earning every single one of her points today. She has five, chance for six. As she goes to the line, that foul was on Kalovich, her first. Team foul number two on Aquinas. Free throw, Becker in and out. So 17-15, St. Thomas Aquinas with the lead. They have the ball. Seaman led early 6-2. Aquinas led 12-8. They went on a 10-2 run in that first quarter. Posting up the Sabres to Kalovich. Open from 12 straightaway, misses. Rebound Sabres. She pushed off, and she's called for the foul. She shoved Wilhelm out of the way. Pretty easy call. And that's a third team foul on the Saints. And we have a 30-second timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it here. It gives us a chance to thank our sponsors, Performance Tire and Auto, Stockgrower State Bank, Rockford Real Estate, Wade Holthouse Real Estate Agent, Atchison Auto Parts, Giant Communications, Bob Janitorial, Integrity Insurance, Nextech, Rinkus Cattle Company, Wilson Tire, and Community National Bank. We thank all those sponsors for making live play-by-play basketball on the radio, 96.9 The Pulse, and online, mscsports.net, and the MSC free radio app. Download it on your phones, listen wherever you may be. 5:26 to go, second quarter. St. Thomas Aquinas, 17. Seaman, 15, putting their perfect record on the line. Seaman averaging 59 points a game, giving up just 36, outscoring the opposition by 25. Aquinas averaging 57, allowing 46. Seaman shoots 45% from the floor, 32% from three. 69% from the line, committing just 11 turnovers per game. And nearly going, Aquinas 36% from the floor. Seaman just 6 of 19, 32%. Seaman does have four turnovers, and Aquinas has a couple. Inside Esser, little right-hand hook, will not fall, gets her own rebound, slips and falls, underhands it out to Gregg, wide open, spot up three, off to the left. Wilhelm offensive rebound, power dribble, rips it away, turns, shoots, and is fouled. She ripped it away from Will. She was trying to tie her up. Great strength by Wilhelm. And the foul is on Welsh. That is her second. That's a 14th foul less than 3 minutes into the second quarter. So next foul put Seaman in double bonus the rest of this half as a free throw buried by Wilhelm, her first point of the game. She had 5 points, 8 rebounds against Piper Wednesday, and then yesterday she was sensational. 18 points, 14 rebounds, 6 of 9 from the floor, 6 of 7 from the line. Played 31 of a possible 32 minutes. She misses a second free throw back iron. 17-16, St. Thomas Aquinas with a one-point lead. Here is Krause. Now Boylan. Kalovich has it. Back to Boylan beyond the three-point line. To the near wing it goes. Krause trying to go one-on-one against Stahlmeier. Slips and falls. Diving on the floor is Esser. Krause turned her right ankle. She's in some pain. Team has a five-on-four. Coach Timothy says, push it. We have numbers. Grab a crossover. And then lost it for a moment. Gets it back to Stahlmeier. Now it's five-on-five as Krause gets back. But she's limping. Here's Becker. Cut off baseline. Turns. Post up. And scores. Rattles it in on the turnaround by Becker. She started on perimeter and just took the smaller defender down low on the dribble. And Seaman is back in front. 18-17 with 4:22 to go before halftime. Here's Boylan with the long hair covering up the jersey number in the back. And a foul on the attempt as she was driving to the goal from the right side. And Becker is called for the personal. Her first, team foul number 2, foul in the act of shooting. And Becker says, what did I do wrong? How did I commit a foul? The official explains it. I love when officials communicate with players and coaches. It makes things a lot easier. As the free throw is off the mark, Mai Boylan, who has 2 points so far today. She is just a sophomore, averaging 12 a game. Had 18 against Hayes on Wednesday, 20 yesterday against Spring Hill. She had 4 steals in each game. Really good defender. And she makes the second free throw. 1 out of 2, she has 3. And we are tied at 18. Girls 5A state title game. State volleyball championship match in 5A at Salina in the fall was Seaman against Aquinas. Aquinas stopped Seaman from going back-to-back state champs. Trying to do the same thing today in a different sport, basketball. Wilhelm lobs it for Esser. She jumps and catches, far block. Back to Wilhelm, over to Becker. Becker fakes the pass right, dribbles left. Flips it over to Wilhelm. They reverse it left corner. Jada Stahlbomber probing on the baseline. Nothing there. Picks up the dribble. Good defense by Cook. Now cutting the bucket is Gregg. Gregg then lobs it all the way out on the near wing to Wilhelm beyond the three-point line. Between the circles, this is Becker. Seaman being patient. 3:40 to go first half. We're tied at 18. Wilhelm catches Seaman. Screen set. Pick and roll Wilhelm. She's open. Becker couldn't see her. Now Becker backs it out on the dribble. Wilhelm has it in the near corner. Trying to drive, nothing there. Good defense by Krause, who appears to be okay after turning the ankle. Becker pulls the trigger for 3 straight away. Bingo from Anna Becker. Maybe that'll get her going as she struggled from the floor in the state tournament so far. 21-18, Seaman back in front. Third made 3 of the game for Seaman. Off balance, Boylan puts up a air ball. Rebound, though, to Goodenow. And St. Thomas Aquinas with an offensive rebound. Second chance opportunity. Here's Cook, a freshman. Gives it up to Goodenow, a sophomore, and a timeout called by Rick Hetzel in his 27th year with Aquinas. 2:59 to go first half. Seaman leads by 3, back in 30 seconds. This is high school basketball, 96.9 The Pulse and MSC Sports Radio Network.
When it comes to selling your house or buying a new one, contact Wade Holthaus at Rockford Real Estate LLC. Wade will work with you to help provide the much-needed peace of mind in what can be a stressful process. Rockford Real Estate LLC in Topeka, helping people buy and sell real estate in Northeast Kansas.
This is Kyle Edwards from Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Wyman Student Engineer MJ, Wade Gerstner with you from William L. White Auditorium on the campus of Emporia State University, home of the Hornets, but home to the 5A state tournament this week. The boys' championship game coming up after this one. Highland Park undefeated 24-0 against the defending 5A boys state champion Cape and Mount Carmel. Piper boys won the third place game today, 69-57 over Andover. Andover girls finished 23-2. They took care of Spring Hill in the third place game, 74-55. After the timeout, both teams have burned one of their 5. Cook gets it in far corner to Boylan. Boylan, a talented 5'10 sophomore, plays mostly on the perimeter. Picked up there by Becker, who has not sat on the bench for 1 second this state tournament. Kalovich looking for a backdoor cut. Nothing doing. Now does find a cut. Boylan drives in his foul. And if that's on Esser, that's her second. We await the call, and it is on Ava Esser. So Esser has 2. Wilhelm has 2. Stahlbomber has 2. 13 foul on the Vikings in the second quarter. 14 fouls on the Saints. The thing is, every time the Saints get fouled, they're usually in active shooting as the free throw is swished by Boylan, who has 4 points. Becker, Esser, Wilhelm, Gregg, and Stahlbomber on the floor. So those 3 starters with 2 fouls are still out there. They have to be smart as Boylan hits both free throws. She has 5, 21-20 Seaman. But winning and losing this game could come down to if Seaman can stay away from picking up three fouls on these key players. Off the screen, Becker, triple, top of the key, no back iron, up high, rebound Esser. Back out, Becker, wide open three, yes! Becker splashes the triple, her second of the game to go along with a three-point play. 24-20 Seaman, Becker has 13. She's erupted after struggling the first two games of this tournament. Coming up big here in the state championship, a senior wants to go back-to-back desperately. Cook drives, probes, gives it to Kalovich down the lane, puts up the right-hand shot, and good. Kalovich with 10. And it's 24-22, Seaman. Minute 58 to go, first half. Gregg has it, far wing, it goes to Stahlbomber. Miller will check in, next dead ball. Top of the circle it goes, Wilhelm plays it right. Becker picked up there by Boylan. Here's Gregg, is it a couple of threes? As has Becker. Now to Wilhelm. Minute 30 to go in this first half. Seaman leading by 2. They trailed by 4, led by as many as 4. Becker step back, college 3, line drive short. Kind of a heat check, but she had a decent look. Rebounded there by Sabres. Aquinas trying to tire, take the lead with a 3. Cook, the freshman, to Sabres, not a threat to shoot the 3 beyond that 3-point line, the college 3-point line. There's a high school 3-point line, and then there's a college 3-point line here at Emporia State University. The gold line's the high school line, the black line is the college 3-point line. Kalovich looks inside, now back cut, wide open, layup good. Ainsley Cook with the bucket on feed from Kalovich, and we are tied at 24. That's just fundamentally sound basketball. Got the defender's head turned the wrong way. 24-24 tie. What we expect in a state championship game. Aquinas and Seaman. Gregg drives baseline, goes up strong, can't finish, gets her own rebound, power dribble, and then is fouled. Sabres diving and taking out Gregg as Sabres is trying to get the basketball. Appeared to be a good call by the official. Now check that, they're going to call it on Kalovich. So Kalovich is second, that's even a bigger, better thing for Seaman. 15 foul, and that means Goodenow will come in, 6'1 sophomore. Ryan Miller is in, Stahlbomber goes out with the two personals. That's 5 team fouls, so we should have free throws here. That's 5 team fouls. But it's 5 team fouls. So it doesn't really matter if it's a shooting foul or not. There's 5 team fouls. The official's now aware of that from the scores table. They are directly right below me. I can reach out and touch the clock. Not that I should at all do that. We're tied at 24, 42 seconds to go before intermission. Free throw on the way by Gregg. Line drive, but good. Gregg, an 82% foul shooter. He's been almost automatic in this state tournament from the line. Second free throw is good. Gregg has 8, including a couple of three-pointers. Seaman back in front, 26-24. See if Aquinas holds for the final shot of this first half. Sabres at the right elbow. Hands off to Kraus. Kraus against Miller. Leans in and banks it up and in as Miller hits the deck. Kraus with 6. We're tied at 26, and Seaman will hold for the final shot of the first half. Coach Tinsley tells his team what he wants to run. Holds up the pinky and index finger on his right hand. Becker has it with the dribble between the rings to my right. Screen set by Wilhelm. Screen set by Esser. Becker over to Gregg. A giant deep three from about 30 is short and out of bounds with 0.3 seconds remaining on the far sideline. Aquinas will get it in. I don't think they'll get a shot off. We shall see, though. There's time to catch and shoot. And Boylan does, and it's well short on the length of the court toss. Halftime. Even Steven. All square. Seaman, 26. St. Thomas Aquinas, 26. Stay tuned. Our halftime show is on the way on the other side of this break. This is State Basketball, 96.9 The Pulse, and MSC Sports Radio Network.
Stock Growers State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
What they say? Get what you pay for. But honey, you don't have to sacrifice quality to get a good deal on tires. Give Matt and Terry down at Wilson Tire a call. With a popular loyalty program, over 200 brands to choose from, and several forms of financing, they're sure to get you back on the road faster than a tumbleweed in a tornado. So when selection and service matter to you, call Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473. Or check them out on that there internet online at WilsonTireKS.com.
Rinkus Cattle Company of Holton is having their 2025 private treaty bull sale going on now. Call or text 785-845-5272, or you can visit rinkuscattle.com. 34 Angus yearlings and 31 Angus fall bulls. With the same proven genetics, the same proven performance, and the same proven profitability. Don't miss the 2025 private treaty bull sale at Rinkus Cattle Company in Holton. For info or an appointment, call or text 785-845-5272.
In basketball, a strong defense wins championships. In business, a strong cybersecurity defense keeps you in the game. Hackers are always looking for an easy steal. That's why Nextech runs a full court press with our managed IT services. From device management to endpoint protection, we help you keep cyber threats from making a fast break on your business. Don't let your data get dunked on. Lock down your network with Nextech Managed IT Solutions. Visit next-tech.com to start playing championship-level defense today.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Wade Gershon back with you. Halftime of the 5A Girls State Championship tilt between Seaman and St. Thomas Aquinas. We're all square at 26. All other state title game scoring updates here. 3A Girls State title game in Hutch. Silver Lake trying to run it back as well. Defending 3A champs. Silver Lake Lady Eagles leading Halstead in Hutch on 103.9 KNZA 31-23. Little River leading Centralia in the Girls Championship. 1A Division 1 out in Dodge City. Little River up 25-24. In that one, and that's on 92.1 KMZ, our sister station. And it is Lynn leading Hanover girls in all TBL girls championship out of Colby in 1A Division 1, 14-13 with 3 minutes to go in the first half. Here it's 26-26. Let's go through the numbers. Seaman 9 of 28 from the floor. Took 10 more shots than St. Thomas Aquinas, but just 9 of 28 for 32%. 16 of the 28 shots were from beyond the arc. They're 4 of 16 for 3, just 25%. Anna Becker, 2 of 5 from 3. Wilhelm is 0 for 4 from 3. And Maddie Gragg, 2 of 6 from downtown. Seaman, 4 of 6 from the line. 17 rebounds. They're a plus 3 on the glass against Aquinas. Seaman had 10 offensive rebounds, so Aquinas is 3. So Seaman did a good job on the glass. Turnovers, 4 for Seaman and 3 for Aquinas. Seaman led by Anna Becker, 13 points, 5-11 from the floor. 8 points for Maddie Gragg, including 2 triples. 2 points for Jada Stahlbomber, 1 point for Kinley Wilhelm on a free throw, 2 points for Ava Esser. Foul trouble, Stahlbomber, Wilhelm, and Esser all with 2. St. Thomas Aquinas, meanwhile, 8 of 18 from the floor, 44%, 1 of 4 from 3. That 1-3 made by Hudson Welsh. They're 9 of 11 from the line. That's keeping a minute. They have 14 rebounds. They have 3 turnovers, 6 assists in the game. Points in the paint, it is St. Thomas Aquinas with an advantage, 12-8. Points off turnovers, 5-2 in favor of the Saints. Second chance points, 8-6 in favor of Seaman. We had 3 ties in the first half, 4 lead changes, and we're tied at the break. Saints led in the first half by Sophia Kalovich with 10 points, 6 points for Alex Cruz, 3 points on a triple Hudson Welsh, 5 points for Layla Boylan, and 2 points for Ainsley Cook. Halftime, Seaman and St. Thomas Aquinas all tied up at 26. We'll take another 2.5 minute timeout back in 2.5 minutes here on 96.9 The Pulse.
When it comes to selling your house or buying a new one, contact Wade Holthaus at Rockford Real Estate LLC. Wade will work with you to help provide the much-needed peace of mind in what can be a stressful process. Rockford Real Estate LLC in Topeka, helping people buy and sell real estate in Northeast Kansas.
Meet Jennifer Kermes, the perfect lender for you.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kermes, commercial lender and assistant vice president at Community National Bank. We're proud to support local businesses with tailored lending solutions to help you grow your business and succeed. Let's work together to achieve your goals. Welcome home to Community National Bank, your trusted partner for business success, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You feel right at home. Right at home.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you. We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
The new way to stay connected while on the go. Giant Mobile from Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Bringing you reliable, affordable, and locally backed mobile phone service powered by America's most reliable network. As your trusted broadband provider, we've expanded to meet all of your connectivity needs for just $30 per month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Take the next step in simplifying your life with exceptional value. Learn more at giantcomm.net. Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1950. This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
And Wade Gersher back with you here on 96.9 The Pulse, online, MSCSports.net, and the free MSC Radio app. 5A Girls State Championship game. Teaming, trying to finish off a perfect year and run it back and win back-to-back titles, first time in school history, looking for their third ever state championship in girls hoops. And St. Thomas Aquinas looking for their 12th title and their 8th title in the last 9 years. Andover girls take home third. They won earlier today, 74-55. They finish year 23-2. Boys 5A, third place game goes to Piper. They end the year 21-4. They beat Andover 69-57. Highland Park in the boys championship undefeated against Kitten Mount Carmel, the defending 5A champions at 6:15 today here from Emporia. Girls Class 6A Championship Derby versus Blue Valley North coming up later tonight. Wichita Heights took home third. Boys Class 6A, Shawnee Mission Northwest against Olathe North for the championship. Mays beat Wichita Heights for third. Girls Class 4A, Hayden takes home third place. They blow out Bueller today, 57-23. Hayden ends their season at 22-3. Wellington will play Miege for the championship. It's a rematch of last year's title. Miege won, which was a 25th in school history. McPherson boys will play in Class 4A title against Rock Creek, and the third place game went to the Ottawa boys. They finished year 24-1. Class 3A girls championship, Silver Lake leading Halstead at halftime 31-23. Heston took home a third, beating Colby today 56-50. Class 3A boys, Silver Lake, congratulations Coach Kruger and his team, into year 20-6. They take home third. A game you could have heard earlier today on 96.9 The Pulse as they defeated Galena 63-51. Boys championship later tonight in Hutch. Heston on the season 23-2 against Goodland, who lost in the championship a year ago. Goodland knocked out Silver Lake last night by 6. 2A boys title game. Mound Ridge going for the third straight title. They won 36 in a row, go against fellow league opponent Sterling. El Saline put up 109 points to the Over Valley Falls to win 109-74. That was a state record for points in a game. Second most ever combined points between two teams in a state competition. As El Saline wins 109-74, Valley Falls takes home third. Girls Class 2A Mound Ridge, Dauphin West Championship later tonight on 103.9. Kansas, Dauphin West winning in double overtime over Colgan. Inman wins third place over Colgan. And the Girls Class 1A Division 1 Championship will be Little River against Centralia. It's Little River up by 1 right now at halftime. Opie South Central for the boys 1A Division 1 title. Girls Class 1A Division 2 title, Lynn and Hanover. Lynn up right now early in the first half. And Boys Class 1A Division 2 Championship, Axel against Cunningham later tonight on 92.1. Second half starting lineup brought to you by Napa Auto Parts and Atchison. Every championship team needs a top-of-the-line starting lineup, and your vehicle needs championship caliber parts, which you'll find at Napa Auto Parts and Atchison. 35-4 Seaman with Becker, Esser, Stahlbaumer out there along with Wilhelm and Gregg. And the starting five for St. Thomas Aquinas, it is Welsh, Kraus, Boylan, Sabres, and Kalovich. There's a three put up and knocked down by Alex Kraus, her first three of the game. Actually, check that. That's her second three of the game. No, it is her first. And it is 29-26, St. Thomas Aquinas with the early lead. And now a near turnover, almost a steal by Boylan, who's had four steals in each of the first two games here at State. Now Stahlbaumer being bumped, this body check here on the near side, overzealous defense, ultra aggressive by Welsh, and she just picked up her third, first foul of the second half on St. Thomas Aquinas. Aquinas has won 11 state titles. This is their 18th state championship game appearance, their 26th state semifinal, and they have won their last nine state title games they've appeared in. Last time they lost a state title game, you got to go back to 2010 when they lost to Andover Central in 5A that year. Since then, 9-0 in title games. Here's Becker, far wing. Beeman, by the way, 2-2 in title games, winning all 91 and then last year. Gregg on the near wing has 8 points. Now to Wilhelm. Nice job to meet the pass. St. Thomas Aquinas trying to step up their defense. You can see they're going up in intensity a little bit with their man-to-man. Dahlbommer to Gregg. Seaman attempted 16 three-pointers in that first half. That's probably too many. Inside to Esser. Power dribble. Now back over. Pass tipped. She tried to skip it to Wilhelm. Knocked away. Tipped by Boylan. 29-26 Aquinas. Turnover for Seaman. That is their fifth. The average is 11 a game. Aquinas in the white uniforms with the navy blue numerals and lettering outlined in the gold with the gold and navy trim. Team defending man-to-man in the road blues with the white numerals lettering trimmed by the cardinal red. In the near corner is the freshman Ainsley Cook. Down low, this is Kalibich. Double team. Gregg, a hard pin down. She comes down and doubles. Knocks the ball away. They say a jump ball and the arrow in favor of Seaman. Good aggressive double there by Gregg. Stahlbommer, Wilhelm, and Esser all have two fouls. Something to keep in mind. Kalibich has two for St. Thomas Aquinas. Welsh now with three is on the bench. 6:29 to go, third quarter. Seaman trailing by three, trying to finish an undefeated season and win back-to-back state championships. Gregg has it over to Becker, who had 13 in the first half and a couple of three-pointers and a three-point play. Becker, pull-up Jay off the screen. Banker, no, too strong. And the rebound for Krause. One and done for Seaman. Seaman had 10 offensive rebounds in that first half. No easy buckets, really, for Seaman. They've had to really earn them. St. Thomas Aquinas very good defensively. Here's Kalibich, pump fake against Esser, spins, turns. Now underhands it to the cutter Cook. Shot partially blocked by Gregg, and the rebound to Wilhelm. And that's a horrible call. I hate to be mean, but that's not even close. That's not even close. Wilhelm, Cook is right there trying to knock the ball away. Wilhelm swung the elbow. She didn't even connect. Didn't even touch the other player. That is not a foul. They have to actually make contact for a foul to take place. That's just a missed call. And it's a third on Wilhelm. That's really tough. Three-pointer bouncing in. From the freshman, Ainsley Cook, who wasn't even touched and was fouled somehow. So, that's a tough break. 32-26. Well, you get the state. Nothing's easy. Here's Esser. Steps through, and a foul is called. And Coach Simmons didn't count that bucket, and they're not going to. Foul was on the floor. It's on Sabres, her second team foul. The official got caught seeing the elbow swung trying to clear the rebound by Wilhelm. But there was no contact. Like, I thought you could swing your elbows. You could jump up and down, do jumping jacks, and slap it at air. If you don't hit anything, it's not a foul. Here's a lob all the way on mere court. Becker knocked away by Boylan. It's loose on the deck. Boylan gets it to Krause. Krause going to my right, lays it up, and misses. Ball tipped, and it goes to Stahlbommer. A lot of contact at half court. Quickly ahead, Becker has it. Becker dishes to Esser, lays it up. Perfect setup, and Esser able to score. Boy, Seaman needed that. 32-26, now 32-28. Back the other way, Boylan. As the intensity goes up another level, Kalibich, Banker, no on the turnaround, gets her own rebound, goes up strong, and is fouled. And this is on Becker. That is her second, and the second team foul on the Vikings. I call them as I see them, and I know officiating is not easy, and these are the best of the business at state. Sometimes you miss a call, and sometimes, well, first of all, everybody is imperfect. Nobody's perfect, as the free throw is up and good by Kalibich. But the bad thing about it is Seaman had the rebound. Then that ends up an out-of-bounds play because of the phantom foul, and then Cook hits a three. That was a three-point call. 33-28. Second free throw. Kalibich misses. Rebound underneath is Krause. Nobody put a body on her whatsoever. They finally get a miss for Kalibich, and offensive rebound stick back. 35-28. Seaman down by seven. Now they're down seven in the first half against Piper tonight. Timeout, Seaman. 4:52 to go, third quarter. St. Thomas Aquinas, only three upperclassmen, no seniors. They start two juniors and three sophomores. They lead by seven. Back in 30 seconds, this is high school basketball. 96.9 The Pulse, the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, and limited nationwide 5G access.
A 9-2 run to start the third quarter for St. Thomas Aquinas, and the Saints lead the Vikings 35-28. Demon led by Anna Becker with 13, including two threes, a three-point play. Maddie Gregg, 8 points, two three-pointers. Aquinas led by Alex Krause with 11, including a three. And Kalovich has 11, 5 of 7 from the line. So Seaman using a full timeout. Coach Tinsley trying to get his team to regroup and refocus. Then hit by Haymaker. Lob near half court. Count by Becker. Seaman has it moving to my left here in the 5A state title game. Midway through the third quarter. The pass inside by Esser. Not a good pass. Deflected, trying to go to Gregg. And then comes loose. And then a foul on Esser as she boiling got it. Started to dribble. Esser should have backed off. She didn't. She gets a cheap nickel and dimer, but it is the right call. That's her third foul. So, in order to win a championship, there's adversity you have to deal with. And to go perfect is really, really tough. It's hard to go undefeated. But it's been done, obviously. But it's not easy. And they say it's harder to stay at the top of the mountain than it is to get to the top of the mountain, according to many. Here is Cook, guarded by Kara Beaton, and a timeout called by Aquinas. And we'll see how long a timeout they want. They want a 30 or they want a full? It'll be a 30, so we'll go ahead and keep it here. So both teams have three timeouts remaining. Aquinas 5-4 against ranked teams. They're in a league with St. James Academy, who's ranked number 2 in 5A at the end of the year. They lost in the first round of state to Hanover here this week. Levi North is in the 6A state title game. They lost to them. Miege in the 4A state title game. Aquinas beat Miege and lost to Miege. Blue Valley, Blue Valley North, Blue Valley Northwest, Blue Valley Southwest, Blue Valley West, Miege, Aquinas, St. James Academy. That's a good league. So this Saints team, even though they have no seniors and only three upperclassmen, they are battle-tested this year without question. And they are not afraid of Seaman. And they lead 35-28, 4:23 to go third quarter. Seaman's last loss, February 20th of last year at Shawnee Heights. Inbound for Aquinas. It goes to Goodnow. Now to Krause. Picked up there by Wilhelm. Krause goes baseline. Leans in. Floater. Does not fall. Rebound. Goodnow. Put back good. Well, Esser stays out there with three fouls because you can't put her on the bench or Steven will probably get killed on the glass. 37-28 because Aquinas has good size off the bench and in the lineup. Here is Gregg. Quick spin baseline. Muscles it up. Left it short. Gets the rebound. Maddie goes up strong again in his foul. Great persistence by the junior Maddie Gregg. She will get two free throws. Foul good now. That is her first, and it's a third team foul on the Saints. Saints making their 31st consecutive state tournament appearance, which is a state record. Last time they didn't make state, 1994. So long ago, I was in high school. Gregg makes both free throws. I beg your pardon. Gregg hits both. She's 4-4 from the line. She has 10 points. 37-30. Aquinas with the lead and the ball. Moving to my right. Seaman in a man-to-man with Ryan Miller on the floor right now. Esser still out there with the three fouls. Wilhelm, Gregg, and Becker. A little zone look from Seaman. And a travel call to no a foul. Push-off on Krause. Her first 14 foul. Seaman has 8 turnovers in this game. 5 turnovers on St. Thomas Aquinas. 3:38 to go, third quarter. Vikings with the ball moving to my left. From south to north as the gym sits here at White Auditorium. Dangerous pass right side. Wilhelm catches, steps in off the dribble. Pull up Jay, misses, scrapes off the rim. Miller the rebound. Kicks it out to Becker. Becker has a crease, angles in, and scores! Anna Becker with the bucket. She has 15. Seaman within 5 at 37-32. Here's Boylan. Plays it to the near corner. Inside it goes. Pump fake against Esser. Right hand hook good now. Misses. Esser lucky she didn't pick up her fourth. Rebounded by Wilhelm. And here's Becker across the timeline. Skips it across to Gregg. Demon trailing by 5. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter of the state title game. Miller, left-hand dribble. In between the legs. Goes baseline. Cut off there by Cook. Becker, wearing the ponytail. The blonde fires it over to Wilhelm. Wilhelm, just 1 point today after having 18 at Kerr-High yesterday against Andover. Becker in the near corner. Here's Gregg. Open three. Bucket! Splash into the sea! Gregg ripping the cords for a third triple of the game. And Seaman has been two at 37-35. Seaman on a 7-0 run. You're not going to knock out the defending champs easily. Moreland steps through, and a block is called. And as that is on Esther, that's her fourth. Another huge call that does not go Seaman's way. If that's a charge, Seaman ball. Instead, it's a block, and Ava Esser picks up her fourth foul right when Seaman was getting back in it, down just two on a 7-0 run. Coach Tinsley not happy with the call. 2:17 to go in the third, and Esser picks up her fourth and has to depart. So, comes down to more adversity. Here's a three by Kraus. Swish. Kraus drills a triple from the near side. She has 14, her second three. 40-35. Momentum was on Seaman's side. That call, block charge, always tough. Could go either way. Inside, Wilhelm. Nice catch from Stahlbaumer. Wilhelm double clutches, misses. Ball loose. Miller gets it on the baseline in the corner. The junior coming off the bench. Bounce pass to Becker. Becker with 15 to lead the way. Now Gregg, who hit a three a moment ago. Can't get off the three. Good closeout by Sabres. Stahlbaumer wearing those pink shoes. Out front to Miller. Miller puts on the floor to her left. In the lane. Kick out. Corner three. Becker up and away. Good! Becker buries the trifecta from the near corner, and Seaman's back within two at 40-38. The third three for Becker, and what a great time for her to rediscover her shooting stroke. She has three triples and 37 on the year, three tonight. Here's Sabres at the foul line. The Kraus has hit a couple of threes in this third quarter. She leads away with 14. Kalovich with 11. Minute eight to go, third quarter. Stahlbaumer over the freshman Cook. To the high post at the elbow is Sabres. Back out. Kraus wants it. Pump fake. Steps in. Foul line jumper off the dribble is good. Stop touch by Kraus. She has 16. She's a smooth operator. 42-38. Here's Stahlbaumer. Back to Becker. Becker going to Drake next year. Flips it out front to Gregg. To the right side it goes. Miller looking for Wilhelm. Batted out of bounds. Far corner by Boylan. It stays with the Lady Vikes. 42-38. St. Thomas Aquinas with the lead in the 5A state title game here from Emporia. 46 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Ava Esser, starting center, on the bench with four fouls. And Coach Tinsley's got to figure out when he's going to bring her back into the game. I'm sure it won't be until at least the fourth quarter. Here's Stahlbaumer over to Miller. Miller goes baseline. Little pocket pass to Gregg. Knocked away. It's loose. Diving forward is Miller. Run into by Sabres. Jump ball. And Aero is in favor of Aquinas. Good effort by Sabres, and a great effort by Ryan Miller. And there's a loose ball on the floor. It's state championship. You got to get on the floor. You don't. The other team gets the ball. That could be the difference between winning a state title and not. Bill Self always says those 50-50 balls, you want to do special things. You got to get more than just 50 of the 50-50 balls. You need to get 70, 80% of those 50-50 balls. Aquinas dribbling the ball. It's Boylan with the right-hand dribble, just pounding the rock on the E here at half court. Aquinas will hold for the final shot of the third period. 15 seconds to go in the stanza. 42-38 Aquinas trying to knock off the undefeated and defending champ Seaman, as they did in volleyball in the championship out at Salina in the fall. 5 seconds. Kraus has it knocked away. Tries to save it. Cannot. And a turnover for Aquinas. There's sixth. Seaman has 3 seconds to work with. Wilhelm can fire it deep. Becker's going deep. Wilhelm has it to my right in the corner. There is the baseball pass down the sideline. Becker catches it, and she stepped out of bounds. The pass took her out of bounds. She stepped out of bounds right next to Coach Tinsley. And they're saying that no time goes off the clock. That Becker caught that technically out of bounds. And now the officials are going to give the Saints the ball in the near corner underneath their own bucket. I don't know about that. I mean, if the pass goes out of bounds and not touched, it would go back to the original spot. Mecca touched it, but maybe they're saying she was out of bounds when she touched it, so thus it goes back to the spot. So a costly turnover by Seaman. And now a hold called on Gregg against Kraus. And that's Gregg's first. And this is just, wow. 3 seconds to go in the quarter. Seaman baseball pass. They throw it out of bounds. And now on the inbounds, they don't get the ball in, and Gregg is called for a hold, and that's the fifth team foul. So Kraus gets free throws. So Seaman had the ball down four with 3 seconds to go in the quarter. And now may end up giving up 2 points when they had the ball on an inbound. Kraus hits the first free throw. A couple of big mistakes by Seaman. The errant pass that took Becker out of bounds, and then the foul by Gregg. 43-38. Kraus, second free throw. She's outstanding at the line. She rattles it in. Well, that's 2 gift points. 44-38, Aquinas. 3 seconds to go in the third. Becker now to throw it in. Gets it to Gregg. Back to Becker. Becker will shoot from half court. It's on the way and blocked by Kraus. At the end of three, St. Thomas Aquinas, the Saints 44, the Vikings of Seaman 38. Back with the fourth quarter in 1 minute. This is State Basketball, 96.9 The Pulse.
What they say? Get what you pay for. But honey, you don't have to sacrifice quality to get a good deal on tires. Give Matt and Terry down at Wilson Tire a call. With a popular loyalty program, over 200 brands to choose from, and several forms of financing, they're sure to get you back on the road faster than a tumbleweed in a tornado. So when selection and service matter to you, call Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473. Or check them out on that there internet online at WilsonTireKS.com.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
We start the third quarter. The third quarter starting lineup brought to you, or fourth quarter. Fourth quarter starting lineup brought to you by Napa Auto Parts and Atchison. Our championship team needs a top line starting lineup. Your vehicle needs championship caliber parts, which you'll find at Napa Auto Parts in Atchison. As the pass knocked away and stolen by Boylan. Boylan going all the way to my right. Scoop layup good, and Aquinas is up 8. Boylan with 7. She has 4 steals in each of the first 2 games of this tournament. 46-38. The lineup brought to you by Napa Auto Parts and Atchison. Starting 5 for Seaman, Wilhelm, Stahlbaumer, Esser playing with 4, Becker, and Gregg. And then it is Welsh, Kraus, Boylan, Kalovich, and Goodenow. Welsh back out there with the 3 personal fouls. 8-point lead for Aquinas. 7:22 to go in the fourth quarter. Seaman on the ropes. They need a score. Here's Wilhelm. Seaman has not had a lot of easy buckets. They've had to live beyond that 3-point line. They were 4 of 16 for 3 in the first half. Here's Stahlbaumer, a 3, top of the circle from the college line. Left it short. Rebound fought for out of bounds. Last touched by Seaman, and the Seaman fans thought it was touched by the Saints. Seaman shooting 35%, Aquinas 50%. Boylan to the foul line. Now Welsh pump fake, slithers through the lane and is fouled, and if that's Esser, she's done. Oh my goodness. Well, you know, that foul's on Esser, but that's really the breakdown. The problem on the play is getting beat off the dribble, and then Esser was vulnerable, and so Esser, a senior, fouls out with 4 points. Wow, what a bummer for her. She's in foul trouble yesterday. Sometimes it seems like the post players, the biggest players on the floor, you almost feel like they've picked on by the officials a little bit. I'm not saying that happened today, but occasionally you do feel that way. 46-38, and so 2 free throws for Welsh. Aquinas is outstanding foul shooting team, and Welsh hits the first. Listen, this Aquinas team won 7 straight titles. Last year lost in the first round in overtime to Mays South, and Seaman beat Mays South in the championship. Second free throw good by Welsh. So if Aquinas won that game last year, it could have very well been Seaman and Aquinas in the title game a year ago. Becker goes right down the boulevard and scores unimpeded. 20 for Becker, and that cuts a 10-point deficit down to 8. at 48-40. Back the other way, Boylan puts it up, block, late whistle, and a foul. Looked clean up high, but I think the lower body was where the contact was seen by the official. It was a little bit late, and that's why it draws the ire of the Seaman crowd, and they're not very happy with the officials right now. So that foul is on Wilhelm. She has four. And that takes away some of her aggressiveness defensively and on offense as well. The free throw knocked in by Boylan. Well, it was Aquinas that spoiled the party back in the fall in state championship volleyball match. Seaman beat him in pool play, and then Aquinas won in three sets for the state title, and Seaman was denied a back-to-back state title run, falling just one win short as Boylan hits both free throws. She has nine. And it is 50-40 Aquinas, and now Stahlbarns pass errant, but Becker gets it. Becker goes baseline, stumbles, keeps the dribble alive, needs some help, and a timeout called by Matt Tinsley, head coach of Seaman. It's a full timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Seaman trailing by 10. This high school basketball from the 5A state tournament, 96.9 The Pulse and MSC Sports Radio Network.
In basketball, a strong defense wins championships. In business, a strong cybersecurity defense keeps you in the game. Hackers are always looking for an easy steal. That's why Nextech runs a full court press with our managed IT services. From device management to endpoint protection, we help you keep cyber threats from making a fast break on your business. Don't let your data get dunked on. Lock down your network with Nextech Managed IT Solutions. Visit next-tech.com to start playing championship-level defense today.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
End of the third quarter, 1A Division I girls state title game. Centralia leading Little River 41-30. At the end of three, girls 3A state title game in Hutch. Silver Lake has the lead over Halstead, trying to run it back 39-33. Here's Seaman in a world of hurt. Down by 10 with 6:21 to go. Their center is fouled out, Ava Esser, and Kinley Wilhelm has four fouls. Aquinas' defense has been outstanding, forcing Seaman to sit out on the perimeter. Here's Gregg on the inbounds, wide open three. They need it. She rushed it. It's short. Rebound. Wilhelm put back good. Her first field goal, and it's 50-42. Aquinas. Ran up the floor is Boylan. Boylan with a left-hand dribble. And now we have a timeout called by Rick Hetzel, the head coach. It's a full timeout, so we'll take a 30. Back in 30 seconds, Seaman trailing by 8. This is the 5A state basketball tournament right here on 96.9 The Pulse and MSC Sports Radio Network.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Huge thank you to MJ running everything back at Master Control south of Hiawatha. MJ's been my lucky charm all year long. Speaking of lucky charms, hey, St. Patty's Day, right? It's been so crazy. Is it today St. Patty's Day? This weekend St. Patty's Day? I don't know. I've been so busy covering basketball, doing all this stuff. I don't know what day it is. But I do know it's state championship Saturday. Right now, Seaman down 8, 50-42. 5A girls title game from Emporia. 6:04 to go fourth quarter. Both teams down to two timeouts apiece. Welsh inbounds to Boylan. Boylan turns. Picked up there by Becker. Man-to-man defense by Seaman. They have to play man. They can't go zone and protect. Wilhelm with the four fouls. Esser's fouled out with five because they're down 8. Catching it is Sabres. Back cut, layup, missed by Welsh. Rebound, Gregg, and then a foul on the Saints. Their first of the quarter. That was a big layup miss. That would have made it 10. Aquinas got exactly what they wanted on a back cut, but could not finish. That's Calvage's third personal foul, first team foul. Into the near corner goes to Miller. Stahlbaumer clears out, running without the ball. Now Wilhelm gives it to Miller. Miller drives baseline, flips it up, hit the side of the backboard, and rebounded there by Boylan. Boylan heads it back to Krause. Great look ahead. Krause left-hand layup good, and she's fouled. Hits the deck, writhing in pain. But the bucket is good, and a chance for the three-point play. Seaman down 10. Foul on Stahlbaumer, her third. And the third team foul of the fourth quarter on Seaman. Well, Krause turned her ankle earlier, and then I hit her funny bone when she landed after, actually it's her backbone, tailbone that she bumped there when she hit the deck. She's trying to compose herself. Krause with 20. She had 21 in the game-winning shot, 20 seconds left against Hayes. And she had 22 against Spring Hill yesterday, and she's almost automatic at the line. She's 5-for-5 tonight. Couple of three-pointers, 53-42. Seaman needs to rally to keep that perfect season intact and run it back. Stahlbaumer, dribble drive into the paint, and a late whistle and a foul called. It's on Welsh, her fourth. Second team foul. Ainsley Cook, a freshman, will come in. What's scary about Aquinas is they if they will hold on and win the title with no seniors and just three juniors, they'll be the favorite to win it next year without question. Here is Wilhelm. Drives all the way to hoop and scores. Took it to her left. Drove left side of the lane and laid it up and in off the window. Wilhelm with five. You know Seaman won't quit. 5 minutes to go. 53-44. St. Thomas Aquinas. They led by two at the end of one. Becker harassing and a timeout call, so it would be a five count. Great job by Becker. Move her feet against Boylan. Boylan, the sophomore. Becker, the senior. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. 4:56 to go in the fourth quarter. 53-44 in favor of Aquinas. The Saints led by two at the end of one. Seaman led by four in the second quarter. Anna Becker had a couple of threes, a three-point play in that frame. Seaman's up four. We were tied 26 at halftime. And then Aquinas, a 9-2 run, actually 11-2 run in the third quarter to take a nine-point lead. Seaman would come back a 7-0 run to cut it to two, but then Ava Essa picked up her fourth foul. Aquinas led by six, 44-38 headed into the fourth, and then Esser picked up her fifth early in the fourth, so she fouled out. And that's a big loss for Seaman. So the timeout called by Aquinas. They have one remaining. Seaman has two timeouts left in their back pocket. Aquinas won seven straight state championships till they lost in the first round last year in overtime to Mesa. 31 straight state tournament appearances. Seaman making their third straight appearance. Lost the first round 3 years ago, state champs last year, and now in the state title game back-to-back years. Cooked in, bounded the freshman, gets it in to Kalovich, a sophomore. Underhands it to Boylan, a sophomore. Greg trying to cut her up. They try to trap down the paint. On the block is Kalovich. Kalovich underhands it to Krause. Krause turns, steps through, had it blocked. Miller lobs it to Greg. Greg to Stahlbaumer, leaking out to my left. Stahlbaumer, easy layup. And the lead is down to 7, 53-46 on the turnover by the Saints. Here's Boylan. Aquinas would be smart to pull it out and run some clock. Aquinas' biggest lead has been 11 moments ago, 53-42. It's down to 7. Here's Kalovich. Seaman desperate. Kalovich leans in. Has a block by Greg. Rebound to Wilhelm. Outlet to Stahlbaumer, and they almost threw it away. Stahlbaumer regains control, finds a crease, slithers all the way to the hoop, and missed the layup. Oh, Stahlbaumer, the seas parted, and she had a layup, and she couldn't finish. Too strong off the window. Would have cut it to 5. 4 minutes to go. Aquinas now with the ball. Krause avoids the trap, flips it up, and draws a foul on the baseline. Stahlbaumer shaking her head in disbelief. One, at the foul called on her, but also that she missed a layup on the other end. So Stahlbaumer with her fourth. Stahlbaumer with four, Wilhelm with four. Esser's fouled out. And Aquinas is an outstanding foul-shooting team. Krause, as we said, is near automatic. And she missed. I jinxed her. Seaman fans are like, thanks for jinxing her, Wade. We appreciate that. She's 5-6 from the line. She's at 2 threes. She had 6 points in the first half. She has 15 in the second half. 15 of her team's 27. Second free throw. She hits this one. Didn't figure she'd miss two. 54-46 Aquinas with 4 minutes to go. Here's Becker quickly down the floor. Underhands it to Miller. Here's Wilhelm. Doesn't pull the trigger for three. Drives down the lane and scores! Wilhelm suddenly got going. She has 7, 54-48, 3:39 to play. Here's Boylan, and now you wonder if that experience will kick in for Seaman. Boylan, nice pass underneath the Cook. Underhands it to Kalovich. Her banker good. That was freshman, the sophomore. 56-48. Back the other way, Becker, off-balance shot, just a bit to the right, off the cylinder, and then Grad tying up Sabres, but the arrow points in favor to our right for the Saints. So they will have the basketball, 56-48, 3:20 to play. Full court, man-to-man pressure by Seaman. They'll trap if they can. Boylan has it, picked up by Becker, who has not sat for a single second of this tournament. Becker trying to cut off Boylan, behind-the-back dribble by the sophomore, nice move. Fires it over to Cook. Cook wisely backs it out. A freshman acting like a senior. Good decision. As she could have drove it for two. The clock is the friend of St. Thomas Aquinas. Seaman has to force a turnover or some kind of shot by Aquinas. Underneath, what a look. Pump fake. Kalovich layup good. What a look by the freshman Cook. Kalovich with 15. These Saints don't play like juniors or sophomores or freshmen. Timeout, Seaman. 58-48. The lead back to 10. Back in 30 seconds, this is 5A State Basketball on 96.9 The Pulse and MSC Sports Radio Network.
The new way to stay connected while on the go. Giant Mobile from Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Bringing you reliable, affordable, and locally backed mobile phone service powered by America's most reliable network. As your trusted broadband provider, we've expanded to meet all of your connectivity needs for just $30 per month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Take the next step in simplifying your life with exceptional value. Learn more at giantcomm.net. Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Alex Krause, the 5'8 junior guard, who was a role player as a freshman on the team that won the state title 2 years ago for Aquinas, the last of 7 straight titles. She hits a game-winning shot to break a 48-48 tie with 20 seconds left on Wednesday against Hayes. She had 21 in that one. She had 22 yesterday, including 3 threes against Spring Hill. Today, she was held to 6 points first half. She has 16 of the Saints, 32 in the second half. 22 for the game, 6 of 7 to line, 2 threes. She has been the difference. She's been sensational. 58-48, Seaman was one timeout left. The inbound and in the Becker. Becker goes down the lane. Off-balance shot up and rolls off the cup. Good box out by Sabres to Boylan. And now the Krause. Becker forced it and nearly got it to go. And now Aquinas will milk some clock. 2:40, 2:30 to play. Seaman down by 10. Wilhelm can't foul or be her fifth. Krause underneath. Kalovich layup. Good. Well, Seaman's trying to double and trap. And eventually what Aquinas is doing is they're just going to get a layup. Now a steal. Bad pass. Here's Cook. Freshman back the other way. Greg slaps that out of her hands. Out of bounds on the baseline to my right. So Seaman in this game. With that turnover, that is 12 for Seaman in the game. Just 6 turnovers for Aquinas. They run 4 across at the free throw circle in the inbounds play. Cook has come off the bench, giving them good minutes. She's a good passer. Lobs it in to Kalovich. And now bringing it back out is Boylan. Boylan's been really the point guard in the second half. And then Krause has been the shooting guard. They look for a back cut. Now a bump and a foul on Wilhelm against Sabres. And Kinley Wilhelm just fouled out of the ball game. Well, Wilhelm, what a career she's had in all sports that she's participated in. She said the other day, you know, volleyball has always been my favorite sport, but right now basketball is, after she had that career-high 18 points, 14 rebounds against Andover yesterday, and without that performance, Seaman would have been playing for third today. So Wilhelm finishes with 7 points, 6 in the second half. Free throw short, clanked off the iron by Sabres, her first trip to the line, a 6-foot sophomore. St. Thomas Aquinas 60, Seaman 48, 2:07 to go fourth quarter. Pretty remarkable. No seniors, just 3 juniors. And the second free throw bounced in there by Sabres, and they have not backed down at all. 61-48. Both these teams playing great leagues. Here is Gregg down the boulevard, and floater is good. Gregg with 15, 61-50. Seaman scratching and clawing right here, trying to force a turn on the backcourt. Here's Krause. Cut off by Becker. Becker had to steal, but she stepped out of bounds on the sideline and then falls into the first row of the bleachers near half court. Good effort by Anna. Well, you don't think she's in shape? Like I said, she has not sat a second on the bench. She's played every single second of the state tournament. And these back-to-back days, playing the semis yesterday and then today. Inbounds to Sabres. There's Stahlbaum regarding her. Sabres flips it, and now a foul called on Stahlbaumer, and she fouled out with a minute 42 to go. The Stahlbaumer is the third starting Viking to foul out. Esser fouled out early in the fourth. She finished with 4 points. Wilhelm with seven. And now Jada Stahlbaumer ends her high school basketball career with four. Win or lose, when you make it a state championship game or the third place game, it is your final game. And this one, an air ball by Sabres on the free throw. So Bryn Spencer, a 5'8 sophomore, making her first appearance in the state tournament, averaging 1.5 points off the bench. Seaman shooting 40%, Aquinas 51%. Seaman's attempted 11 more shots, but have made the same amount of shots at 19. Second free throw, no, rebounded by Beaton. Here comes Becker with some urgency, throws it behind Miller. Miller grabs it, now drives, puts up the leaner, doesn't fall. Rebound, Boylan backside, out with the Crowds, minute 30 to go. Ahead to Cook. Cook flips it to Boylan between the rings to our right. Saints playing keep away, milking the clock. Here's Kraus. Here comes the double. And Seaman trying to tie her up. Foul is called on the Vikings. It is on Spencer, her first. Fifth team foul, so St. Thomas Aquinas shooting double bonus, final minute 20. And unless Seaman can come up with an improbable rally in the final minute 20, they will see their dreams of back-to-back titles in both volleyball and basketball thwarted by St. Thomas Aquinas. Kraus makes the first. She has 23. Second free throw on the way. Deep knee bend. Pure as silk. Nothing but nylon. She has 24. She's been sensational. 63-50, and she'll be back next year. Just a junior. Here's Becker playing her final minute 12 of her career. Pullback. Three. Top of the key is good. Timeout. Team, and boy, Becker has played very well offensively today. Four threes, 23 points. We'll take a timeout. Back in 30, Seaman down 10, 109 to go. This is high school basketball, 96.9 to Pulse.
Rinkus Cattle Company of Holton is having their 2025 private treaty bull sale going on now. Call or text 785-845-5272, or you can visit rinkuscattle.com. 34 Angus yearlings and 31 Angus fall bulls. With the same proven genetics, the same proven performance, and the same proven profitability. Don't miss the 2025 private treaty bull sale at Rinkus Cattle Company in Holton. For info or an appointment, call or text 785-845-5272.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, and limited nationwide 5G access.
Huge thanks to all our sponsors during the state tournament this week on all our family radio stations as part of the MSC Radio Group, including 96.9 The Pulse. Big thanks to Giant Communications, our title sponsor. Inbounds is to Krauts, and she's fouled there by Miller, her first. Also, big thank you to Napa Auto Parts and Atchison, our starting lineup sponsor, as we give you the lineups each and every quarter, before the game, second quarter, third quarter, and the fourth quarter. On all the tournament coverage, we had 12 teams make it from our listening area to state. We've covered a ton of games. We have 5 state title games today, 3 third place games. So if you enjoy all the coverage, all the work we put in, our board ops, all the work they put in to get us on the air, our announcers and our salespeople, just takes a village to do all of this. As Kraus drills another free throw, she's 9 of 10 from the line. She has 25 points. 64-53, swishes another free throw. She has 26, 10 of 11 from the stripe. 65-53, 1 minute to go. Here's Becker with 23, steps through and scores with a right-hand layup. Glided to the bucket like a gazelle. Becker's put it together. Now a double-team trap on Kraus, and the pass, or the ball tipped off of Kraus' fingertips by Becker and Gregg, and out of bounds. Turnover for Aquinas, just their eighth of the game. Need a few more of those. 65-55. Becker with 25. Kraus has 26. Inbounds to Becker. Becker turns, goes all the way. Score it! Count it! And a chance for three, and Becker says, it's not over quite yet. Becker with 27, trying to put the team on her back and finish an unbelievable comeback, but still an 8-point deficit. And she makes the free throw. She now has 28. What a career for her. 65-58. 43 seconds to go, and now Boylan is fouled by either Becker or Gregg. Take your pick. There's a couple big points of this game. There was a, and I'm not blaming officiating. I want people to make this clear. I'm not blaming officiating, but there was a phantom foul on a swinging of an elbow by Wilhelm, and then Seaman to corral the rebound, had possession, down two. Aquinas got the ball as a result of that foul, inbounded it, three-pointer in the corner, went up five, and then there was the fourth foul on Esser late in the third, which was a foul. Well, it was questionable. It could have been a charge or a block, so she had to sit. That was big when Seaman cut it to two. Boylan missed the first, but she makes the second, so she hits one out of two. She has 10, 66-58. Miller to Beaton, the sophomore, now threw it past Becker, but right to Gregg. Gregg lost it, gets it back, heaves a three from the E, and hits the three! Drills the triple on 66-61, 8 seconds to go, but down the floor, nobody back for Seaman. Now Kalovich is going to go in and try to score it. They wave it off, foul on the floor. No defensive balance after the three-pointer by Gregg, who hit that from Lebo. That one was way out there, standing on the edge of the huge E in the middle of this floor, so beyond the college three-point line, Gregg with the three. Her fourth three of the night, 66-61. Free throw, no good by Kalovich. So Boylan missed one out of two. Sabres has missed three out of four. And now Kalovich missed a free throw. She was 5 for 7. She has 17 points tonight. 66-61, 22.6 to play. Free throw on the way, and she swishes that one. So one out of two there for Kalovich. She has 18. Quickly down the floor, Becker being hounded by Kraus. Step back. Becker can't get out the three. Underhands it to Miller. Her three-pointer on the way. Banker, no. Rebound. Fought four. Loose on the deck. Coming away with it is Cook, and Cook is fouled with 9.7 to go. Bodies everywhere. Becker, Gregg, Beaton, diving on the floor along with Boylan and Kraus. Becker with the foul. That is her fourth. Two-possession game. 67-61. 9.7 to play. And if Seaman's going to have any chance in about 10 seconds, they need Cook to miss both of these free throws. If Cook makes one, that will seal it, put the final nail in the coffin. 9.7 to play. 5-3 freshman Ainsley Cook with 5 points, including a three, and she drills a free throw like a seasoned vet. That makes it 68-61. Aquinas 10 seconds away from the 12th state championship girls basketball, their 8th in 9 years. With a team with no seniors. Second free throw. This one no. Rebounded by Miller. Gives it to Becker. Becker ahead to Miller. 6 on the clock. Miller over to Gregg. Spot up 3. Left wing. It's off to the left. Rebound fought for. It's loose. Picked up by Boylan. And St. Thomas Aquinas relinquished their crown a year ago. They get it back this year. Your final. St. Thomas Aquinas 68. The Seaman Lady Vikings, 61. Seaman, their dreams of back-to-back state championships end again at the hand of Aquinas. First, it was volleyball in the fall in Salina, now basketball here in Emporia in the spring. And the perfect season ends as well. That was never a goal for Seaman to go undefeated. It just was a byproduct of being so good. And Seaman only has one loss all year, but it comes in a state championship game. 24-1 was Seaman's record this year. Their 30-game winning streak is snapped. First time they taste the bitter defeat of a loss since February 20th of last year at Shawnee Heights. And it's a bitter pill to swallow when you come this close to winning a state title. And you can rationalize this. You can say, well, at least they won last year's title. That is very true. But then you have a chance to run it back, go back-to-back. You were so close in volleyball, came up a little bit short. You got another chance to go back-to-back in another sport with basketball. And both times, just a little bit short against St. Thomas Aquinas. And, of course, the other thing, too, forget the running it back. Forget back-to-back title dreams. Forget trying to go undefeated. Forget trying to extend their winning streak. To make it simple, you want your seniors to go out on top. with a win, whether it's third place or a championship, and it happens to be a championship game, and you've got Jada Stahlbomber, Anna Becker, Kimberly Wilhelm, and Ava Esser. What they have done in their careers have been absolutely spectacular, sensational, and fabulous. And lots of tears of disappointment. The other thing, too, is when you make a state championship game and you lose, there is no question the disappointment, the heartache, and it feels surreal. But the other thing that you don't understand typically at any age, but especially for young people here, is you don't realize the magnitude of you lost, you're upset, you're disappointed, you're heartbroken, and oh, by the way, it's the last time you as a collective team will play together, unless you have no seniors. And it's the last time your seniors will ever wear the Seaman Viking uniform. And that honestly doesn't sink in for, I would say, a few days, if not a few weeks, if not longer than that. And so, and even when you win a state championship and you're a senior, you don't really remember, you don't think of the magnitude of, wow, this unbelievable run is over. How did it go by so quickly? Matt Tinsley handing out medal by medal to each of his players as Kimberly Wilhelm and Anna Becker, Ava Esser, Jada Stahlbomber, the seniors have gotten their medals. Well, actually, here's Becker getting hers. Esser hasn't got hers yet, or Wilhelm, and Greg will get hers in a moment. Matt Tinsley, a big hug for Anna Becker. What can you say about Anna Becker? She had 28 today. Kimberly Wilhelm had 7. Becker with 15 in the second half as Matt Tinsley has now broken down and has tears as well. I mean, it's tough. When you love your seniors, that's the seniors that really hurts. As a coach, you ache for your seniors when you put in all that work. They do have a state title to their credit a year ago, but they will not have back-to-back state titles. Esser, Ava Esser, in foul trouble yesterday, foul trouble today, wearing that bulky knee brace on left knee. She's fought through some pain and injuries in her career. And everybody's now got their medals. Coach Tinsley has his medal. And Seaman will go ahead and accept the state runner-up trophy plaque that they will proudly display in the trophy cabinets at Seaman High School. Not the one they wanted, but just keep in mind that every school before the year dreams of winning a championship, but only one school in each classification in the state of Kansas will actually win the state championship. Everybody else will fall short on the scoreboard. But team picture being taken for Seaman with their runner-up trophy. What a year for Seaman. The Lady Vikes go 24-1. And won 30 games in a row, but that winning streak is snapped. Perfect season has ended, and the dreams of back-to-back stopped at the hands of St. Thomas Aquinas as the Saints, after winning 7 straight championships, not winning it last year, are back atop the 5A perch. Stay tuned. Our post-game show coming up in 2.5 minutes on 96.9 The Pulse and MSC Sports Radio Network as Seaman falls in the 5A title game to St. Thomas Aquinas, 68-61. Back in a moment on 96.9.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Meet Jennifer Kermes, the perfect lender for you.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kermes, commercial lender and assistant vice president at Community National Bank. We're proud to support local businesses with tailored lending solutions to help you grow your business and succeed. Let's work together to achieve your goals. Welcome home to Community National Bank, your trusted partner for business success, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You feel
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you.
We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
When it comes to selling your house or buying a new one, contact Wade Holthouse at Rockford Real Estate LLC. Wade will work with you to help provide the much-needed peace of mind in what can be a stressful process. Rockford Real Estate LLC in Topeka, helping people buy and sell real estate in Northeast Kansas.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, and limited nationwide 5G access.
And Wade Gershner back with you here from William L. White Auditorium on the campus of Emporia State University as the SEMA Lady Vikings come up just a bit short in bids for back-to-back state titles and had a chance to go undefeated at 25-0 as they fall to St. Thomas Aquinas 68-61. I told you it's hard to go back-to-back, although Aquinas won seven straight titles, which is insane. But Silver Lake girls yesterday had a big fourth quarter, rallied to win. I wondered if they'd have enough in the tank today, and it looked like they would be. They were up 39-33 going in the fourth, and Hutch against Halstead trying to go back-to-back. Halstead outscored Silver Lake 15-6 in the fourth. Halstead girls win the volleyball title and now the basketball title in Hutch in the last few months. They beat Silver Lake girls by a final 48-45. So Silver Lake girls end the year at 23-3. Halstead goes 25-1. Congratulations, Centralia Lady Panthers. Their first state championships of 2016. They have a lot of state titles in girls basketball and volleyball. They add one to their repertoire. They win the 1A Division I girls state championship out in Dodge over Little River 50-43. Once again, their first title since 2016. Hanover girls win their third straight championship. Their third straight state championship. They win over Lynn, all TVL battle, 46-35 in the title game there in 1A Division II out of Colby. So Hanover girls, TBL team wins a state title. Centralia girls, TBL team wins a state title. Silver Lake state runner-up in 3A. Silver Lake girls, that is. Silver Lake boys take third. Troy girls take third. Valley Falls boys take fourth. And the SEMA Lady Vikings take second. Let's recap this ball game. And MJ, we may take one more break. I do not know. It depends on if we talk to Matt Tinsley, the head coach. He said he might come by afterwards. I'm not counting on it because, first of all, I understand he's going to console his team. And there's going to be a lot of tears shed, and there's probably going to be a long talk in the locker room. So we probably will not have Coach Tinsley. If they would have won, I think we would have. But his first priority is to don't worry about the radio, but to focus on his kids, obviously. And I want to thank Matt Tinsley for all his cooperation and help throughout the season. Been nice to get to know him on a friendly level and broadcaster as the coach, but then just to get to know him a little bit throughout the process of this season as Seaman falls today in a championship game 68-61. So I guess you can have a break ready, MJ, but we may or may not need it. We shall see. But if you're tuning in a little bit late, let's recap this one. As Seaman jumped out to the early 6-2 lead, but Aquinas went on a 10-2 spurt, led 12-8. They led by two at the end of one, 12-10. And then Anna Becker got hot in the second quarter, a couple threes, a three-point play, and she scored 12 of her 28 in that second quarter, and 12 of her team 16. And Seaman led 24-20. Aquinas come back, tied the game, going into the locker room at halftime, 26-all. And then really the biggest portion of this game, and you go back in any game and look at key parts of the contest, but to me, the difference in the game took place to start the third quarter when Aquinas came out and they went on an 11-2 run, led 37-28. I know that Seaman came back cut at the 2, 37-35, responded with a 7-0 spurt of their own, and then Ava Esser picked up her fourth with 2:17 to go, and then a three-pointer 4. Aquinas pushed the lead to 5, and then eventually it would be back to 2 on a Becker 3, 40-38. So that was as close as Seaman get, 40-38. And Aquinas, they responded with a 8-0 run to lead 48-38 early in the fourth, and Seaman just too big of a hill to climb. They did scratch and claw their way back to within 5 late with 23 seconds to go, 66-61, but too big of a hole to dig out of. But once Aquinas won 11-2 run in the third, they never relinquished the lead. Seaman got back to within 2 on a couple occasions in the third quarter and got as close as 6 in the fourth. But that was a key part of the game, was the first 2 or 3 minutes of the third, where Aquinas, the less experienced team, came out and took it to Seaman, made some key shots. They turned up the defense intensity with their man-to-man. They did a great job boxing out. And they really kept Seaman out of the paint for the most part. Becker was able to get in there in the fourth quarter when she was trying to force some things, which she should, because Esser had fouled out. And they needed to get to the hoop, not settle for threes, trying to scratch their way back into this one. So you appreciate Becker with her persistence, and she was able to pour in 28, but just was not enough. But nothing came easy for Seaman offensively, and they had to take a lot of three-pointers. And, you know, the number that stood out to me in the first half is Seaman had 10 more attempts from the floor than St. Thomas Aquinas. They had 10 offensive rebounds, but 16 of Seaman's 28 shots from the floor in the first half were from three, whereas St. Thomas Aquinas only took 4 three-pointers. So that tells you that Aquinas is getting shots closer to the bucket, and they're also getting the ball inside more. And sometimes you live and die by the three-point shot. That's not something that Seaman had to do this year. They could beat you in transition, but they couldn't get out in transition very often. Credit St. Thomas's defense and Aquinas getting back on defense in transition. So those easy buckets in transition were not there for Seaman. They did not get a lot of easy buckets from their post inside because of the size that Saints have down in the low block and in the paint. So then Seaman, at least, I don't want to say they had to settle, but they did take a lot of threes in that first half. And listen, if you hit 8 out of 16, it looks genius. Nobody cared that you took 16, but they were 4 of 16 for the game. They end up 8 of 24. So let's go through the totals. Seaman ends their year at 24-1. And they got 25-1 on this deal here, but they're 24-1. Seaman finishes the year, and Aquinas ends the year with a state championship 18-7. Seaman shoots 23 of 55 for the floor, 42%, 8 of 24 for 3 for 33%. Attempted his 9 free throws, hit 7 of the 9 for 78%. 14 offensive rebounds, 5 from Kinley Wilhelm, 4 from Ava Esser before she fouled out. 29 rebounds total. They were plus 3 in the rebounding category over the Saints. They had 12 turnovers, 11 assists. Becker led away with 5 assists today. Becker, Anna had 28 points, 11 of 20 from the floor, 4 of 7 from 3, 2 of 3 from the line. 18 points for Maddie Gregg, 5 of 13 from the floor, 4 of 10 from 3, 4 of 4 from the line, added 6 rebounds. Kinley Wilhelm, 7 points, 8 rebounds, 3 of 10 from the floor, 0 of 4 from 3. 4 points for Jada Staubalmer, 4 points to Ava Esser, going along with 6 rebounds, 4 offensive. Esser was held to 22 minutes of playing time due to the foul trouble. Becker played every single second of this tournament, all 32 minutes of each of the three games. Gregg played another 30 minutes here today, Wilhelm 28. Assist leader, I mentioned Becker with 5. Miller and Wilhelm each with 2 assists. And then Becker, Wilhelm, Gregg, Esser, and Miller all had a block shot. Gregg and Esser also had a steal. Points in the paint, even at 28 apiece. Points off turnovers, 15 for Aquinas, 7 for Seaman. Second chance points, Seaman 17, 11 for Aquinas. Fast break points, 6 for Aquinas, only 2 for Seaman. That stands out. Bench points, 8-0 in favor of Aquinas. Score was tied 3 times. We had 5 lead changes, but Aquinas took the lead for good on a 3-pointer by Krause to start the third quarter, and Seaman would only get within 2 a couple times in the third, and eventually Aquinas pulls away at a double-digit lead in the fourth. Seaman cut it to 5, and that's as close as they get. St. Thomas Aquinas, 19 of 37 from the floor. They shoot 51%. Only took 7 threes, made 4 of those. 26 of 36 from the line, so plus 19 at the line. They're a good foul shooting team, 72% today. They had 6 offensive rebounds, 26 boards total, 13 assists on their 19 makes. They have just 7 turnovers. and they had 9 steals defensively. Bolin had 4 steals in each of the 3 state tournament games. Alex Krause, the junior, he was a star today. 26 points, 7 of 13 from the floor for St. Thomas Aquinas, 2 of 3 from 3, 10 of 11 from the line, had 4 rebounds. Layla Bolin had 10 points, 6 of 8 from the line, 6 rebounds, 4 steals, 3 assists. Sophia Kalovich had 18 points on 6 of 10 shooting, 6 of 9 from the line. She chipped in with 5 rebounds. 6 points for Ainsley Cook, the freshman off the bench, including a huge 3 and a key free throw there late to seal it. 5 points on a 3-pointer, a couple free throws by Hudson Welsh. 2 points for Nora Goodenow off the bench, and 1 point, a free throw for Addison Sabres, as Seaman falls in the state title game to St. Thomas Aquinas by a final of 68-61. Big thank you to all of our sponsors. They include Performance Tire and Auto in Topeka, Stock River State Bank, Rockford Real Estate, Wade Holthaus Agent, Atchison Auto Parts, Giant Communications, Bob's Janitorial, Integrity Insurance, Nextech, Rinkus Cattle Company, Wilson Tire, and Community National Bank. Huge thank you, Giant Communications, JBN Telephone Company, our title sponsor of A Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile. Also, huge thank you to Napa Auto Parts in Atchison, also in Sabetha, bringing us all the starting lineups for each and every quarter before the game as well. And let's run through what we know when it comes to the state tournament right now, and I'll try to update you as much as I can with what I get here, but I can tell you that, of course, St. Thomas Aquinas is your champion in 5A girls, 68-61. Andover girls take home third, 74-55 over Spring Hill earlier today. Boys championship coming up in about 20 minutes here from Emporia Highland Park. Number one seed, undefeated 24-0 against Cape and Mount Carmel, who's 21-3, defending 5A champs. Piper boys take home third. They win today over Andover, 69-57. 6A girls championship tonight, Derby versus Blue Valley North. Wichita Heights took home third. 6A boys, as Shawnee Mission Northwest ended up in the championship game against Olathe North. So I'm going to double check and see if I got a final for you there to see who won that one. As I scroll through, I don't know if I'll be able to find it for you or not. It'll take me a little bit of time. So, you know, as a go to acacia.org and you can find that. But the boys' championship at 6A, Shawnee Mission Northwest, Olathe North, Mays took home third. Girls class 4A, Wellington against Miege, a rematch of a year ago. That will play later tonight. Hayden girls take home third over Bueller, 57-23. McPherson, Rock Creek boys, championship game in class 4A. Ottawa took home third in 4A. Girls 3A championship goes to Halstead. They win 48-45 over Silver Lake. Heston girls take home third over Colby. 3A boys championship later tonight from Hutch, Heston, and Goodland. Goodland lost in the championship a year ago. Heston's won a ton of state titles in boys basketball. Silver Lake boys go 20-6. They win today in third place game over Galena, 63-51. 2A boys title game, Mound Ridge versus Sterling. El Saline scored 109 points, a state tournament record, beat Valley Falls in the third place game, 109-74. Mound Ridge girls take on Dauphin West tonight, 103.9 KNZA. That's a championship in 2A. Inman takes home third, 60-57 over Colgan. Centralia, as I mentioned earlier, they win over Little River by a final of 50-43, first title since 16. And Troy takes home third, beating Quinter today, 50-36 in 1A Division I girls out of Dodge City. Boys class 1A Division I championship, Olpe South Central later tonight. South Gray beat Central Plains in overtime for third. Girls class 1A Division II state championship, Hanover girls, of course, win for the third straight year the title over Lynn. And Lebo takes home third place, winning over Attica. Boys class 1A Division II state championship game tonight on 92.1, our sister station KMZA. Axtell boys taking on Cunningham. 4 straight titles in 8-man football. Now trying to win a boys basketball title. Elira Christian won the third place game by 2. Axtell Cunningham on 92.1 KMZA. So Axtell boys coming up, chance for a state title. And also Dauphin West girls has a chance at a state title in class 2A. Once again, thank you to MJ. Been my board op most of the season. She's been the lucky charm. We greatly appreciate everything that she's done throughout the year to help us get on the air on 96.9 throughout the season. So thank you, MJ, for all of your hard work throughout the year. And we look forward to next year. Also, a big thank you to all of the people that Mike Slocum, our engineer, obviously yesterday was a crazy day with all the wind and everything else that was taking place. We appreciate all his hard work. Kathy back at the office, keeping everybody in line, making sure people do things the right way so we can get all the sponsors in line for the game. And we appreciate all of our play-by-play announcers, color analysts, for making all of this basketball coverage possible for you on all of our radio stations. We couldn't do it without all those people. As the 4A boys title goes to McPherson, they win the first game in overtime on a buzzer beater, second game against Ottawa, double overtime buzzer beater, and they win the championship of Rock Creek 53-44. So McPherson adds to their many titles they have in boys competition. So that will put a wrap on here from Emporia State University at White Auditorium. It was a great run for Seaman, a tremendous year, and they come up just a little bit short in going for back-to-back titles. The St. Thomas Aquinas takes home the championship, their 12th in school history, second in the state all time behind the A's, who was going for their 26th today against Wellington in Class 4A out of Salina. As Seaman ends the year at 24-1, their 30-game winning streak comes to an end. Best of luck to the seniors, Jada Stahlbomber, Anna Becker, Kinley Wilhelm, and Ava Esser on their future endeavors as Aquinas knocks off Seaman in the girls 5A title game here today in Emporia by a final of 68-61. Thanks for listening to High School Sports throughout the season, our inaugural season of sports, High School Sports on 96.9 The Pulse, the only locally owned and operated radio station in the capital city of Topeka. We appreciate all your support, the kind words. You can follow along. Get the MSC radio app. You can listen to any of our stations, including The Pulse. You can listen to 96.9 on the radio dial. You can also listen to us online, mscsports.net. Lots of sports information available to you at that website as well. As Aquinas takes on the title over Seaman, 68-61, this is Wade Gersher saying good night. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Stay safe. Be well. Good night from Emporia.